now for those who sit in the back. Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, of course, the place to be on Sunday mornings. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, join us any Sunday at 10:30. We're located at 4071 North Foster Road, and everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for the opening of our worship this morning is taken from Psalm 14 of the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Fools say in their hearts, "There is no God." They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on humankind to see if there are any who work, who are wise, who will seek God. They have all gone astray. They are all perverse. There is no one among them who does good. No, not one. They have no knowledge, all the evildoers, who eat up my people as they eat bread. They do not call upon the Lord. There shall be great terror in them, for God is with the company of the righteous. You would confound the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that deliverance for Israel would come from Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, Jacob will rejoice. Israel will be glad. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Oh Lord, we thank you so much for this blessed morning. And Lord, in the midst of technical difficulties, in the midst of human problems, we know that you're still God. And we know, Lord, that even though things may not seem like they're going right for us, we know that you're always the same and that you'll love us and that you'll take care of us. Heavenly Father, this morning in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would be with this congregation, that you would lead us this morning, Lord, and help us, Lord, to worship you in the right way. We thank you, Lord, for your blessed Son, Jesus, our Savior. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Will you stand for our opening hymn, "Come Thou Almighty King"?
Smiling and you're curious. Sometimes I just wonder if I could just take a little peek inside your head in the morning when you come to worship, just to see what's really going on. Amen. Amen. You're probably right. Our announcements this morning, I'm going to do it like they used to tell us in the Navy. I'm not going to read it word for word. The old man would come on and say, please govern yourselves according to the program. Amen? Amen. But I will do this. I will, the birthdays and anniversaries. Amen. Let's see. There's Mary Lambert, the 13th. Amen. Happy birthday. Esther Berryman, the 13th. Amen. Celebrated her birthday yesterday. And Joni, the 14th. Michelle Peck, the 14th. And Simone Green, the 18th. And Gracie Beanie, the 18th. And our anniversary couple today is Dixie and Keith Souter. Today is their anniversary. Amen? Amen. 64 years. Am I right? Amen. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. I got one more. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, Keith and Dixie. Happy anniversary to you. Amen. God bless you. Announcement about our chairs. How close are we to our goal? We have $925. That's what we have. And we need about $500. Yeah, so we need about $500 more. We need about $500 more, and then our goal will be completed for our chairs for the lobby. Amen? Thank you so much for your kindness and your generosity. Also, if you haven't noticed, over here behind Building B, we got there's a big pile of mulch and a big pile of dirt. Someone is getting ready to put in a community/church garden for us. Amen? Amen. Mary Lambert has agreed to put that in for us. So that's going to be a blessing, hopefully, to the church and to the community. Okay. I've said all of that. Anyone else? You have an announcement? All right.
Morning, family. I just want to say thanks to all of you who either gifted baked goods last week or gifted dollar donations for those goodies. Our church support for the October Women's Retreat in Bandera is allowing 4 Alamo women to attend and then sponsor a follow-up mini-retreat here on November 5th. More about that November 5th mini-retreat will be forthcoming. Thanks.
Thank you. I got one other quick announcement, and that's it. Candlewood Elementary, thank you so much for your generosity for helping Candlewood. One of the counselors has indicated that she would like to come over and thank you personally one day. But I just wanted to tell you thank you so much for what you do. Thank you so much for Agape. And thank you so much for supporting Abundant Life Ministry. I got some email from, I believe his first name is Moses, from Malawi, Africa. And it's a ministry that the church had started to support. And we will continue to support them with God's will. So thank you so much for your generosity. God bless you.
Good morning, my church family. This prayer really speaks to me, and I hope it does for you as well. Please pray with me. Lord, we pray for the heart position of humility. Humility in such a way that we do not cheapen our worth or value within, but that we take the alignment that we are here for a greater purpose than just our own gain. We pray that you will highlight to us what it truly means to live a humble life, and that our own worth will be revealed by your light. It is only then that we may truly live in freedom and right standing, for we will hold our own value correctly. Lord, we welcome you to mold and secure our hearts in true humility by your lead. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
As we prepare for our tithes and our offerings, let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come realizing that we are dependent upon you for all that we have. You are the source, you are the giver, and in no way can we even think about outgiving you. We ask, Lord, that you take our tithes and our offerings if we return but a small portion of your bounty, and that you use them to your glory. These things we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Today is from Luke chapter 14, verse 1, and then 7 to 14. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, give this person your seat. Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, friend, move up to a better place. Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or your sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated.
morning, church. Today, we ask for your help to walk humbly with our brothers and sisters. It is all too easy for us to fall prey to our flesh and to walk in arrogance. But pride causes division, and we desire peace. Lord, help us to humble ourselves in order that we do not let the lies of the enemy overtake us. Rather, help us to count ourselves as equals with one another. It is then that we will stop attempting to be better than others, and we can love their hearts for the unique person you made them to be. Help us to value one another in this humble spirit so that we may live to the fullest. In Jesus' name, amen.
I ask you to join me in our affirmation of faith from Colossians. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. I know all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Jesus Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another. With all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. As we prepare now to hear the message that the Holy Spirit has given to our pastor, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we come on this day, a day of remembrance, for a day that is etched in our hearts. Time has passed. And much of the hurt has been healed. But the remembrance remains. And we thank you, Lord, for your hand and those that so heroically have performed during this time. For those that were saved, for those who were comforted through you. And we ask, Lord, that as we sit here, and that you will open our hearts and minds so that we may joyfully hear the message that your Spirit has given to Pastor Ted. Give our pastor strength and courage so that his words may be your words and that we may take your word to a hurting world. In Christ's name, amen.
Well, good morning again.
Good morning again.
What a blessing it is to be here this morning. Blessing to see my wife here this morning. Sweetheart, I swear I do not have those keys. I don't have them. Okay. Amen. I'm so glad. Thank you, Harriet. Thank you so much. Thank you, Tyler and Reuben. Thank you so much for being ushers for us. Amen. Let's give Tyler and Reuben a big hand this morning. Amen. Amen. Thankful that they'll be able to fill in for us this morning. We've got a lot of folks that are out sick and some may be traveling. Please pray for them. Amen. There's a lot of folks that are sick at home this morning that need your prayers. Please pray for them. Humility and honor. Humility and honor. You know, it can be always tempting, and I fall into that category myself, to seek our own good, to make ourselves look good at the expense of other people. But Jesus calls us to a life of humble servitude and love. And this is interesting because this is exactly opposite of what the culture teaches. He calls us to lift others above ourselves. Listen to that. Others above ourselves. And to keep our eyes on eternal wars instead of immediate gratification. He calls us to live a life of humility and honor. So, I want to welcome you this morning. Our scripture came from Luke 14, verse 1, 7 through 14. So our teaching today has got me kind of thinking a little bit. Who in here likes fast food? Oh, come on, man, I know. Okay, all right. I happen to like fast food, you know, I really do. And one of my favorite fast food is at McDonald's, and it's not the Big Mac, it's actually the home-style burger. I happen to be a big fan of the home-style burger because it tastes like the hamburger of old time. But anyway, the thing about fast food is that I want my home-style burger right now. I don't want to have to wait. I want it now. Every now and then when I go through the drive-thru, I'll have to wait. But the point is, we kind of live in a fast food environment today. We got everything. We can get our groceries delivered onto our homes. We can do our taxes online. And everyone knows what Amazon Prime can do for you. At the click of a button, you can order just about anything you want. So we live in an instant microwave, never have to wait culture. But this culture isn't teaching us much about patience, resilience, and humility. And this is what the Lord is teaching us today. You know, so our main point, our main teaching passage is Luke 4, 7 through 14. It's interesting because Jesus is back at a dinner party. If you read through Luke and the account of Matthew, you'll see that Jesus, he loved to go out and party. Amen? He loved, and the interesting thing is he would go out and party with some of the most unusual people in those days, I would say. Let me just put it. He would go out and party with the sinners. He'd go out and party with those who other people didn't want to have anything to do with. You know, and Jesus takes this opportunity in Luke at the dinner, as he often does, to reveal the heart of God for his people. So in today's passage, there are three areas I want to highlight. One is humiliation. The other one is humility. And the other one is honor. So if we read Luke 4:1, it says, one Sabbath when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. You ever ate dinner and somebody's looking like right at you, watching what you eat, watching to see what you're doing, want to know what you're all about? Well, see, these Pharisees
Jesus was eating with them because he was fixing to rock their world, so to speak. Amen? He was fixing to stir the pot up a little bit for them. And he's watching them. So and they're looking at him. It's the Sabbath, and the Pharisees, they invited him not to be friendly, but they wanted to get something on him. They wanted to find a reason to kill him. So the Pharisees and religious leaders, they were threatened by Jesus. And they were looking for any reason to get rid of him. So in 14:2-6, this is what Jesus said. He says, there in front of him was a man suffering from an abnormal swelling of his body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and the experts in the law, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? Uh-oh. Got real quiet. They didn't know what to say. They were afraid to answer. And you know what? It was probably better for them that they didn't answer, because Jesus was just going to humiliate them further with his divine understanding. So here's what Jesus did. In verse 7, he opens his mouth with a parable for those in the tent. This is what he says. He says when he noticed the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. You know, some of us, we just love to be seen. Amen? You ain't got to admit it to me. God knows your heart. So we just love to be seen. We like to be up front and be able folks to see us and see what we're doing. But Jesus is going to teach something a whole lot different. This is what he says. When he noticed the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. You jump up and get the best place, the best seat. Well, here comes someone else along, perhaps more honorable than you, and you end up getting humiliated because the host has to ask you to leave and move, not leave, but move to a different seat. I wonder how many have been possibly publicly humiliated by something like this, or even something of this nature. It does not feel good to be humiliated in public. It does. But this is what Jesus is teaching here. He says, if so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, give this person your seat. And then humiliated, you will have to take the least important seat. But this is the whole gist of this message, folks. It says, but when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, friend, move up to a better place. Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. And when he said this next verse, I imagine it probably made them all look at each other. He said, for all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So that is an awesome statement, a parable by Jesus. And it speaks to us and tells us that we should always seek to please others other than myself. You know, so one of the important lessons here is there's no room for selfish pride in the kingdom of heaven. We must always remember it's never about us, folks. Never about us. It's always about Jesus. And as we follow Jesus and learn from him, we got to learn to be patient. And we got to and learn to remain humble before God. Humility is the key. Humility is what the Lord is looking for. Now, I'm not saying go out and be a doormat for anybody. That's not what humility is. Amen? No. God doesn't want you to do that. But he does want you to be humble enough that when you know that you're wrong and God's right, that you will choose the Lord's way. Amen? You will say, Lord, I'm doing this wrong, and I need to do it right according to your word. That's being humble before God. You say, if we take things that haven't been given, like position and authority and power, then we run the risk of humiliation before our fellow man. It's always better to seek the road of humility and patience where God sees our efforts, and he lifts us up in his perfect time. Here's a verse that's going to help you remember this powerful truth. James 4:10 says this, humble yourselves before God, and he will lift you up. That's an awesome saying. If we would swallow our pride and humble ourselves. You know what, folks? Nobody likes to be wrong. Amen? When me and Tessie argue, I don't want to be wrong. I don't. You know, we all want to be wrong. Right. But you know, in an argument, somebody's got to be wrong. Amen? Somebody's got to say, okay, all right. I'm wrong. You know, 1 Peter 5:6 says, all of you clothe yourself with humility toward one another, because listen to this, because God opposes the proud, but what does he do? He shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. You see, we must learn to trade humiliation for humility. He says, for all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Humility, dear one, is a place of entire dependence on God. And that's the first duty and the highest virtue of all of us. So it's to have our dependence on God. So pride, or the loss of this humility, is the very root of sin and evil. So so a lot of us, including me, thought that this journey is very quick, and what God works, he works quickly, but it doesn't work that way. Humility takes practice, and it takes intentionality. Thankfully, we have constant opportunities to lift others above ourselves, to let someone else go first, and to think less of ourselves. I would almost, if I was a bet man, before you leave this place, perhaps before you got home, you will have the opportunity to practice humility. Amen? You're going to have the opportunity to let somebody else go first, and you're going to have the opportunity to think less of ourselves and think more of someone else. And we only need to look at the example that our blessed Lord set for us in Philippians 2:1-11. Cheryl, could you put that up for us, please? Philippians 2:1-11. Of course, I know that you have your Bible, so why don't you turn to your Bibles with me there also while she's doing that. Philippians 2:1-11. Listen to what God says about this example that Jesus lays down for us. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one of mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain or conceit. Rather, there's that word, humility, value others above yourself. Not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. In your relationship with one another, we ought to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. That's where this is going, dear ones. He wants us to be, God wants us to be just like him, just like Jesus. He wants us to have this mindset. Because listen in verse 6, what Jesus did. Who being in the very nature God, he didn't consider himself, didn't consider equality with God something to use to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself, I love this part, nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, what better example could you want for us to practice humility than our blessed Lord Jesus? I thank the Lord that he gave us this example. You know, so in reading, going back to Luke 12 through 14, chapter 14, those verses 12 through 14, this is what Jesus said, and this applies to us as well. Looking at verse 12. When you give a luncheon or dinner, this is awesome, do not invite your friends, your brothers, or your sisters, or your relatives, or your rich neighbors. What in the world is Jesus talking about? Who's coming to this dinner? If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. And it says, and you will be blessed. And although they can't repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. You see where the Lord is going with this? You see why he wants you to be humble? He wants you to practice humility. Because you can work in this church 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day, and not a person would say thank you. Hopefully that's not true, but I'm just giving the example. The little things that you may do for someone, perhaps just making a phone call, how you doing today? Maybe you took some food by someone's house. Maybe you went to go visit them in the hospital. What you might consider a small thing, the Lord is fixing things up for you in heaven. Amen? He says you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. So I don't want you to get discouraged when nobody pats you on the back, because Jesus is watching everything that you do. Amen? He's looking at you, and he's got something better than anybody on this earth could ever have for you. So keep in mind about the honor portion of that. So honor is an interesting thing, and to be honored by someone else, to be respected, esteemed, valued, and praised. Oh, we love to be lifted up by other folks. We just love our little head just swell up so big. It says, all of this is good, but this is even more important, dear ones, to be honored by God. Listen to me this morning. A lot of folks are worried about what other people think about them. They're worried about, if I do this, what's so-and-so going to say? What's this one going to say? If I do this, what is this one going to say? God wants me to do this, but somebody's going to get mad at me. I want to encourage you this morning, don't worry about what they tell you. You do what the Lord tells you to do. Amen? Because that's the one that, he's the one that you're going to have to please. You're not going to please me. I'm always, if I want a homestyle burger, I'll probably want chicken McNuggets too. So you're not going to please me, but you please the Lord. Amen? And he's the one that has the righteousness for you. As I close this morning, remember this. Humble yourselves before God's mighty hand this morning. Humble yourselves. Well, preacher, how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I humble self? Be obedient to the Lord. That person that you've been perhaps neglecting and won't have nothing to do with, that's a great way to humble yourself before the Lord. Amen? That neighbor that's throwing trash in your yard or whatever, and you want to do some terrible things to him, that would be a great time to go and humble yourself before God. Amen? And says, hey, neighbor, you know, I know you're throwing trash in my yard, but I love you, okay? I love you. You know, those are the things of being humble and being humble and practicing humility before the Lord. So as I close again, remember this, dear one. Jesus loves you very much. But in order to really, really, really know Jesus, you got to practice humility. You've got to have a mind like him. And to do that, you've got to be filled with his Spirit. Amen? As I give the invitation this morning, for those who may want to get things right with the Lord, maybe you've got some things against someone that you've been carrying around in your heart for a long time. Folks, I know some folks that went to the grave with something against somebody. That's sad, isn't it? Oh, if you got something against somebody, you ought to get rid of it. You ought to forgive them and let it go. That's humility. If you're one who's wandering around in the dark and don't know which way to go and don't know what to do, oh, the invitation is for you this morning that you would come to Jesus. He's the one. There's a big old sign out there in front of the church. It says, Jesus saves. I just can't wait for someone to come in and ask me, what can Jesus save me from? To ask you, what can Jesus save you from? That sign is kind of like a little, how do you say it, a little prodding for us. You see, the thing about reaching out to people, people don't come to church anymore, amen? For whatever reason, they don't come anymore. So what does that mean? We got to do like Jesus. We got to go out and get them, amen? Amen. The altar is open for anyone who don't know the Lord and wishes to come.
You stand for a hymn of invitation, the Lord of the Dance. I danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth at Bethlehem.
This morning, I thank God that He has blessed you. I thank God that He has filled you with His Spirit. Amen. I thank God He has prepared you to go out from this place and tell others about Jesus. You see, this place here, this is for us. Us. When I say us, Christians. You know, the real battle is out there. That's where the battle is. Everybody in here, we're all pious. We love the Lord. Amen. We don't do anything wrong. Right? That's where the action is. I'm just being, yeah. Of course we got issues. But I want to say this morning and I'll go to my seat. It's so glad to see those that were sick here with us this morning. I see Sandra over there with her walker and been through a knee operation. And so glad to see those that have come through knee operations. There's Virginia's going through some things and Norma's going through some things. And we see, Selma, I'm looking right at you, Selma, and all of us are going through something, amen? So what do we do about that? We pray for one another, amen? Please don't forget that. Pray for one another. God bless you.
Bear with me. I want to make a remark when Pastor said something about fast food. Friday, Yeah. Every Friday evening, you know, Mary on her way home from work pick us up something. You know, we used to go to VFW on Fridays, and we ended that. And so she stopped at Bill Miller's Friday. And there was only one other person there at the time. It took her 25 minutes to get that order. So, you know, and we've all heard jokes about fast food not being fast food, and it, Bill Miller's definitely holds up that true. Today, September 11th, and it has a very special meaning. I have a sister-in-law who was in the South Tower that day, and it earlier today got a couple of messages, and it still brings a lot of memories to her. And I want to say, if anybody ever gets to New York, and I don't care for that city at all. 15 million too many people up there, but you ever get a chance to go to the fountains, and a few years ago, before it was completely opened, we were able to go in there, and I can't describe what the feeling that you get from seeing this fountain and these names. So God bless America, and God bless the families and the survivors of 9/11. So I want to give prayers and hellos to all of our homebound members: Elizabeth Grazulis, Esther Goins, Hector Martinez, Eileen Fader, Jim and Linda McMillan, and Esther Berryman. And Esther, I want to apologize. Last Sunday I told Laura I would be there yesterday, and health got in the way again, and just dealing with, because of my bad lungs, and I just didn't want to be up there, be around. So, but happy birthday this Tuesday. And happy anniversary to Keith and Dixie. I've known them for 50-something years. And so enjoy y'all's beautiful anniversary. And to lift up in prayers Keith and Dixie's granddaughter Abby, and Dixie's sister Leona and Martha, Leona and Martha Rayburn, who is still in rehab recovering from her knee surgery. She's doing wonderful. Hopefully in the next day or two she'll be getting out. Anything? Yeah. Right. And then your granddaughter Abby. And to Sandra Boykins, and she doesn't like to be, think the world of this woman, and to see her today after her knee implant. So wonderful being here today, Sandra. God continue healing you. Lift up in prayers Selma Sheck and Sherry's daughter Maria. The loss of their mother, their sister, aunt, grandmother, member of Alamo United Methodist Church, and a dear friend to all of us. God continue to touch and hold this family. For Gerda's sister, Emma Gard, Alice Tyler's son, Chris, and friend Barb, Gene Vixler's friends, Cindy and Conrad Murray, and Estella and Delbert Saunders, Mike, a neighbor in need, Virginia Molinoff's granddaughter, Reagan, and her family, for Connie Jackson's sister, Juanita Fraser, Cheryl Migosh's daughter, Stephanie. Lord, hear our prayers. Dad and Carolyn yesterday tested negative. You know, after, 10, 11 days, and actually 14, to be honest. And hopefully they'll test the negative again Monday, and they can start getting out towards the end of this coming week. They're still really very congested. I'm dealing with bronchitis, so I'm not worried about that, but I think I got that running around with Pastor earlier this week. Him and having breakfast with Tom and Frank. But and I'm gonna, as soon as I leave here, I'm gonna go do a breathing test and then hopefully be able to enjoy my cigars this evening. That's gonna score a lot of points with Mary when I get home if I pull out a cigar, but you know, I do love a good cigar, so. Prayers for Tessie and Pastor and Tessica. And Peggy is asking prayers for Bonnie on her return trip. Safe travels later this month, taking Allison back to school. So,
amen.
You know, Lord, hear our prayers for Bonnie and Allison. Safe travels. And for Bonnie, safe travels coming and going. For Selma and David Sheck, Homer Vargas, Janice Walker and James Murphy, and for Diane Skaggs, who is not here this morning, but you know, I don't know if she is in our thoughts and our prayers. Continued prayers of uplifting and God place her healing hands on Barbara Whitney. For Lance, for Norma Glenn and her family, and for Jim McMillan, Elaine and Jean, Kathy Bedell, I know we got to hear from her last week, and hopefully we can see her in the near future, for Donna Walker and her family, Karen Lawrence, and hello, Doug. It's wonderful to see y'all this morning. Karen is asking prayers of healing for her sister, Janet. Lord, hear our prayers. Continue to give thanks and praise to everyone that goes out and does God's work and shares in rejoicing and celebration. And may God continue to bless and touch all of us this week with his love and his grace and his mercy. Lord, be with all of us. And now, enjoy this day. And as I said, I'm going home. I'm going to go do me a breathing test and sit in the recliner and watch the start of NFL. So.
Let us prepare for our prayer time this morning. If you would you please come to the altar if you can? I'd like for you to come to the altar this morning for prayer. If you can, by all means, if you can, I want you to come to the altar. It's always good to pray around the altar. Amen? Amen. It's always good to pray and come around if you can. If you can't, we understand. If you want to kneel, that's fine. If you want to stand, that's fine. Amen. God bless you this morning. Amen. This is one of the signs of humility. One of the signs of humility when you come and be around the altar and we pray together. Amen. If you're in your seats, if you could just hold on to someone, if you can. If you can, if you can't, that's fine too. You know. We want to touch and agree this morning. Amen. 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 I'm not going to preach again this morning. I'm going to pray. Amen. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, oh Lord, here we all stand, Lord, in our brokenness, Lord, in our humanness, looking, Lord, for your touch on our bodies, on our spirit, on our minds, Lord. Looking for your healing touch, Lord. Whatever's going on in our lives, Lord, the pain, the misery, the relationship, the issues, Lord, we bring them all before you right now. We lay them at your feet, Lord, as humble as we know how. And we call on you right now, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, to get rid of these things, to hide them as far as the east is from the west. And Lord, and just blot them out of your memory and give us a new start this morning. Thank you, Lord, for Alamo. Thank you, Lord, for the mission that you've given us with this community. Thank you, Lord, for taking the time to look after us and care for us. Be with those this morning who are hurting this morning, even now, Lord. Be with those who have problems and issues that no one can solve but you. Have mercy on us this morning, Lord. Have mercy. We thank you all for all that you're going to do and all that you're doing. Be with those that are in mourning this morning, Lord. Those that are hurting. Those, Lord, who have lost loved ones and don't know what to do. The home is lonely. Everything is just not the same. Oh, Lord, step in. Step in and bring them peace and comfort. We look to you, oh, Lord, for everything. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Amen. This morning, that choir sounded awful, awesome, not awful, awesome, awesome. Amen. Amen. Sounded really good. Randy, glad to have you back, man. Glad to have you back. Amen. I like to say it awful. I would. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gene, you know, you don't have to get. Well,
please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we depart from here today, let us remember all of those who are less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for everyone who is homebound or ailing in any way. And I need to explain just a little bit. I had a hip operation about 4 years ago, and they finally decided I need to be in therapy. That's where I've been for the past couple of months. And I found out this past week that if I don't start walking on a cane, I won't ever get better. So I'm hobbling around on a cane. And that, if you want to think it's easy, try it. But anyway, thank you all for your consideration and your prayers. And let us be friendly and be safe, and join us here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. It will be a privilege. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Will you stand for our closing hymn, I Surrender All?
All the day.